Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
SpaceX is always trying to raise money. And in this current climate of huge rocket launches like the Starship, and also the Falcon Heavy and the current Falcon 9, SpaceX is in talks to raise a funding round that values the rocket launch company about $150 billion. And this is a jump up from the $125 billion valuation from earlier this year. Elon and SpaceX need to continue raising money because the Starship program is such a huge leap forward in rocketry. Human spaceflight will rely on the Starship missions for the HLS NASA missions to the moon for Artemis 3. And SpaceX is kind of in a crunch time right now. They only have a few years to get this right. And currently down at Boca Chica, Texas, they're testing Starship. They just did a massive 14-engine static fire of the rocket yesterday. And the next static fire that's coming up is probably going to be a 21-engine static fire. And then after that, the full 33 engines will fire. And it's going to be the most powerful rocket that humankind has ever built. So what they need to do with this rocket is they need to make it human capable, because people will be going from the rocket to the surface of the moon. Now, they're not going to launch on the rocket. And that's a weird thing that's happening right now, is that they're building a system where the booster is static firing, which needs to send the Starship into space. And then the Starship will have to dock with the Orion capsule in the orbit of the moon. And then from the Orion capsule, the people get out of the Orion capsule, get into the Starship, and go down to the surface of the moon. So basically, they need this money coming in so they can fund this project, which is an insanely huge engineering feat. No one's ever done anything like this before. The Starship itself is 125 feet tall. It's about 150 feet tall altogether. The huge booster and the Starship on top of each other, 400 feet tall, bigger than the SLS rocket, the biggest rocket that's ever been built. They need this cash influx for these systems and also for Starlink, because they need to build out the Starlink version 2 systems that will be in orbit around Earth, giving relatively lack of, let's just say, a better way to say this would be people with rare, like barely any internet in rural areas. It's giving them the capability to have high-speed internet access at gaming speeds, streaming speeds, etc. So they need the money to build out this infrastructure. They need billions of dollars to do this. And people that are coming in to fund it, now they're at a capital, or they're at a market cap of $150 billion, according to sources close to the funding round. Now, commercial space launch is SpaceX's thing. The company spends tons of money sending payloads to orbit for private sector companies, for private sector customers, for NASA, and other government agencies like the Department of Defense and the Space Force. It also sends spaceships to the International Space Station with astronauts on board. So they do this for NASA. They have contracts with NASA for the upcoming few years up until the launch of the human spaceflight number 7 to the International Space Station. And they've already done private space tourism with civilians in the Dragon capsule. So SpaceX needs the funding to continue building these operations so they can continue these pieces of their business going forward. the Falcon 9 rocket. It is a very great rocket. It continues to outperform even what SpaceX thought it was going to be able to do. And they keep adding to it and they build upon it. And right now it's a very sustainable business model. Lots of customers, like I said before, Department of Defense is a huge one. NASA is a huge one too.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
But these private companies, they're going to be coming up in the next decade or two decades, and they're building out what's going to be the infrastructure for human spaceflight in the future. So Musk leads the company, the world's richest man, and he has all of his stock throughout all of his companies, including Tesla, SpaceX, Boring Company, etc. You know, he said that Starlink eventually may go public on its own. And that's a huge deal because if Starlink, if they can make money just by selling little pieces of Starlink stock, and they can do that separately than SpaceX, that's a whole huge revenue stream for them that could continue funding the other space operations, such as Starship, Falcon 9, Falcon Heavy, things like that for the future. So these funding rounds, very important for Starship, very important for Falcon 9, very important for human spaceflight, no matter how you think about it. If you don't want people living on Mars, that's fine. They have things that they're doing here on the Earth that are helping people here on Earth. If you don't care about people going to the moon, that's fine too, because they're sending satellites up to help people here on Earth. And also, you know, the satellites that they're doing, they're emergency satellites in the future. They've partnered with T-Mobile to bring this kind of connectivity to people in the way out places, basically. If you're hiking or say if you're snowmobiling in the desert someplace, you'll have internet connectivity at least to send an SOS signal. So Starlinks are going to be helping build that infrastructure out. And they said, you know, they're going to be spending $30 billion to maintain Starlink. So $30 billion. Of course, you have to raise money. You have to raise money a little bit at a time. And from $125 to $150 billion, that's a substantial chunk of change, $25 billion. And at more than $150 billion, right, SpaceX could beat out ByteDance as the most valuable privately held company. And that's a huge thing because TikTok is a huge juggernaut in the social media space. And ByteDance is the most valuable held company at this point. So we can see that SpaceX is going to be not just into space at some point, but they're going to be branching out into other things in the future. The Starlink, of course, that's in space, but things down here on Earth as well, like the satellites that people get the Starlink internet from. They have to spend the money on that. They have to build out that system. And that's what's going to be happening with all of this money that is being put into this latest round of funds. So SpaceX, $150 billion valuation at this point. It's a great time to invest in SpaceX if you know how to get in there. There's sort of back channels you have to go through, and you have to have X amount of dollars. See what I did there? SpaceX, X amount of dollars to get in, because you can't just come in with a couple hundred dollars. You have to have a lot of money to invest in this, unless you know some people that know some people. You got to know some people to get in there. So $150 billion, looking good for SpaceX, and we're hoping for more investments in the future for SpaceX to grow and another Elon Musk company to get bigger and better as they go. And there's been rumors that Gwynne Shotwell has moved down to Texas, well, Starbase Texas, I should say, to head up the Starbase and the Starship program. So there's going to be another episode about that, because that's a huge, huge deal for Gwynne. And also somebody from Tesla is going to be moving over to SpaceX to help out with the Starbase and Starship program, which is another huge deal because that person was in charge of manufacturing at Tesla. So that's going to be another episode. Make sure to subscribe on whatever platform you're on right now, so you can get the latest and greatest of SpaceX and all Elon Musk news. Thanks for listening. My name is Will Walden, and this has been the Elon Musk Podcast. Take care, and I'll see you next time.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.